Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There was a time when a politician's spouse would also make the rounds in Washington, book clubs, luncheons, charity events, and often drag his or her power partner along.
And as a couple, they'd get to know their colleagues on both sides of the aisle, socially, personally.
Now, as increasingly many legislators move to D.C. without their families, that means fewer conversations over chicken cordon bleu, or joking around at a baby shower.
It's easier to call someone a socialist at the podium if you don't have to bowl with them later that night. What do we lose when the spouse stays home? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, January 6th. And, you know, there's a lot of jokes made about political wives and husbands. And yet, we're seeing that they actually really make a difference in terms of whether or not you get cooperation on Capitol Hill or not.
They watch less TV, the legislators do, if they have to actually deal with
their
family when they get home.
I don't think they watch less C-SPAN.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. And spouses or not, the 112th congressional session is underway. New leadership at the helm. Outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi handed off her seat and the oversized gavel that goes with it to John Boehner.
I now pass this gavel, which is larger than most gavels here, but the gavel of choice of Mr. Speaker Boehner. I now pass this.
All discussion of gavels aside, the new speaker had some lofty words of bipartisanship.
To my friends in the minority, I offer a commitment. Openness. Once a tradition of this institution, but increasingly scarce in recent decades, will be the new standard.
House Republicans will kick things off by reading the Constitution aloud today. Then the House will take up proposed spending cuts of $35 billion.
And next week, they'll try to repeal the new Health Care Act. But outgoing White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says that vote will be purely symbolic.
This is a bit of huff and puff. This town does that great.
Gibbs will be stepping down, giving President Obama one more post to fill as he starts appointing new staff members this week.
Meanwhile, advisors to Defense Secretary Robert Gates say he needs to cut as much as $150 billion, putting the Pentagon budget at around $550 billion. To start, Gates is expected to cancel a $14 billion amphibious craft program. But that $550 billion target doesn't include war spending. Gates has decided to send an additional 1,400 troops to Afghanistan in the coming weeks to try to cement security gains before troop reductions begin in earnest next July.
The Moroccan government has arrested 27 people accused of operating an al-Qaeda cell in Western Sahara. The officials say the group was connected to European extremists and was planning suicide and car bombings in Rabat and Casablanca. In Egypt, Coptic Christians held a mass to pray for victims of a New Year's Day church bombing that killed 21 people. Egyptian authorities have stationed officers with bomb-sniffing dogs and metal detectors around Cairo's main Coptic cathedral as Christians there prepare to celebrate the Orthodox Christmas Eve tonight. Global food prices hit a record high in December because of poor weather conditions in some major exporting countries that cut down the harvests. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures a little bit. The Dow's going to start at 11,722, the S&P at 1,276, and the NASDAQ at 2,702. Coming up this morning, we talked to a man who caused an earthquake, an earth-shattering event in the Episcopalian Church. Gene Robinson, the first openly gay Episcopal bishop, joins us to talk about his early retirement and why he's leaving. We're also going to talk about new census measures that redefine poverty, a modernization of the word poor. That's coming up later this hour. But first, a look at what changes in Congress with a change in leadership. Todd Zwillick joins us from D.C.